definitely human.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to another perfect day at Mars Corp. This is just a friendly reminder that you are a beautiful human being and you deserve to be happy. Now take a look in the mirror. That is what awesome looks like. Have a productive day.
Thank you, you're too kind, etc. Mars is a new hope for humanity. Yes, we may not be as big and blue as our celestial neighbour, but we have made significant progress in... Ah! Good morning, Hob!
Good morning, Martin! Just touching base to say Mars Corp is currently running at 100% efficiency across all of the departments, thanks to the benefactors and everything they've done for us.
Splendid!
There is one teeny tiny hiccup. The former head of the science department, David Knight, has gone missing after he murdered all those scientists at the Franchise Expo, and now that I think about it, he probably murdered Simon Badcock too.
Tut, tut!
We'll catch him, sir.
Excellent. I'm just writing my speech for the launch of Project Awesome. Tell me, should I focus on the transcendent ascension of Mars Corp as an entity or the preordained triumph of its exalted objective?
Oh, I'm afraid I couldn't possibly comment, sir.
Ah, understood. Not your jurisdiction, eh? Yes, we must all know our place in this beautiful system.
BTW, I'd like to thank you for making me station supervisor again.
Think nothing of it. I should never have promoted you in the first place.
I'm really glad the benefactors are here to help us realise the glory and majesty of Mars Corp's potential. And to think that I tried to stop you opening that artifact.
Well, it all worked out in the end.
Yeah. Oh, right. I'm off to inspect the progress on Project Awesome. Hey, have a productive day.
Have a productive day. Oh, I'm so happy. I could burst.
Hob. We need to talk.
Can't chat just now, Jim. Got a routine inspection. Hi, Steve. Can I get a super frigaccino? Extra cream.
Sure thing, H. This one's on me, buddy.
Thanks.
Hob, this is important.
Jim, look at my coffee moustache. It's telling you to stop taking life so seriously. Whatever your sitch is, it can wait. Nothing is more important than Project Awesome.
Hob!
Dave! Haley, how's resources?
Never better. I dismantled the entire token system. From here on out, everything is free.
Wealth and colour have become irrelevant. Now we are all truly equal. Well, great.
FYI, I'm going to ask Angelica to marry me. I'd really like to start a family with her.
Aww.
And I'm pretty confident I have a shot with David.
Haley, David is wanted for multiple murders.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Hob, can we get your opinion on the new colour scheme? Now, I know we all agree that everything being brilliant white is a vast improvement on the old aesthetic. We've had an idea shower, and we've come up with some alternatives that I think you're really going to like. Hayley?
So, this is eggshell, frost, cotton, pearl, and my personal favourite, coconut.
You know what? I trust you guys to make the right call. Have a productive day!
Have a productive day!
Morning, Kim.
Morning, Supervisor.
Ah, and who's this bright-eyed, strapping young man?
Joe Harry Ishmael. Green? I'm a new intern for the terraforming department, ma'am.
Oh, how exciting.
Joe Harry here can't stop talking about you, Hob. Your passion for our department has really inspired him.
Aww.
It's true. Without you, terraforming would still be at 0%. But now it's the most respected department on the base. I'm proud to be given the opportunity to work towards recreating the beauty and glory of Earth right here on Mars. An opportunity that wouldn't exist without your tireless dedication and leadership.
Well, you're not wrong. And it just goes to show there is no force greater than the power of belief. I look forward to seeing you achieve all your goals, Jahari. Have a productive day!
Oh, hello, Hob.
You look gorgeous this morning.
Morning, Joe. Morning, Angelica.
Routine checkup?
Go for it.
Hob, your teeth are delightful.
And you have the blood of a winner.
I know it.
We love what you've done with the base.
You're an inspiration to us all.
Just doing my job. Have a productive day, ladies.
Have a productive day.
Amazing, isn't it, Hob? This rocket ship is going to change everything. And it's all thanks to those shiny beings,
You mean the benefactors, Dawn?
Oh, that's right. It was on the tip of my tongue.
Which is where I'd like to be.
Oh, my goodness.
But alas, there's work to do. Ah, Tom, how's progress?
Oh, things are wonderful. Wonderful! We're all giving 100% to Project Awesome! Eric was giving 110%, but I advised him not to exceed his natural capacity limit.
I'm just so excited for the mission!
We all are.
Oh, I adore you, Hob. I just want to hug and kiss you all the time.
A public display of affection! Sure, that sounds like something I'd be comfortable with. BTW, where on Mars's chip? And all the other robots, for that matter?
They're all in the robot city. They're finding their own way.
We thought it was important to respect Chip's boundaries. She's not a kid anymore.
I'm so proud of her.
I'm proud of all of us. To think by the end of today, we'll have built a vessel capable of space travel.
And we'll all get to visit Earth.
It's been over 4 centuries since we had any contact with them. Just think how advanced Earth will be now. All the amazing technology we'll be able to bring back to Mars.
We'll have this planet terraformed in no time.
It's awesome what we can achieve when we set our minds to it.
Yes, Hob. Thank you for introducing us all to the heady concepts of teamwork and friendship.
A toast. Here's to thinking outside the box. Here's to synergy, to paradigm shifts, and ancient alien beings with mysterious powers. Here's to Mars Corp.
To Mars Corp!
Mars Corp. Part 12. Resignation/Termination.
This is Colin Denham, recording attempted data extraction from Subject 101, victim of faulty suspended animation pod. Intern Knight, status report.
Time 23:41. Body temperature 98.2. Heart rate 60 BPM. Subject is stabilized.
Good.
Hand me the hack-o-matic. Hey man, did you check out that book on the Oppenheimer guy?
Yes. But my parents found out I'd been in the culture department again. I'm grounded for a month.
Ooh. Oh, but that means you're going to miss the MIP festivities.
I know. I'm finally old enough to take recreational drugs, and I have to stay in quarters. Parents are lame. I wish I didn't have any.
You know where you don't have to stay in quarters? A parallel universe.
Yes, but we've talked about this, Colin. We need to do more tests before...
Oh, look, man, we gotta do it soon. This new base manager they just woke up, Martin Mann, he's a real maverick workaholic, marching round, getting way too involved with everything all the time. Oh, and he will not shut up about terraforming. If he starts poking his nose in the science department, he could find out about the doorway and shut us down.
I'm not sure about this.
Come on, buddy. Don't leave me hanging. We're a team, remember? Quantum bastard bros for life, yo!
Yes!
But QB bros look out for each other, right? Remember when I paid all those students to hang out with you on your birthday so you didn't look like a loser?
Yes, I wish you hadn't done that.
It was no trouble. It's what friends do for each other. And now I'm asking you to finish your work on our amazing doorway so that we can travel across the multiverse together. Bros against the universe, right? Hey? Hey? What do you say, friend?
Well, I do love your enthusiasm.
Yes, there he is. Hey? There he is. There's my evil genius. QB bros! QB bros!
So, David liked to read about Earth history in the culture department, and also he is completely insane.
Hob, we really need to talk.
You all right there, Jim? You look like a zombie.
I don't know what that is.
No worries. I'll get Steve to hit you up with some Titan Coffee promo codes. Their wide selection of delicious beverages will wake you up in no time. You were right about David BTW. He's a villain, all right. I've been reading his files, trying to find some useful intel. Have you seen these recordings? You know, it sounds crazy, but I recognise Colin. I just can't think where I've seen him before.
This is what I wanted to talk to you about. David has been sighted.
What? Where?
The culture department.
Great. You defo should have mentioned this earlier, but I'll let it slide because I'm pretty sure you're super ill, judging by your pallid complexion and uncharacteristic lack of charm and emotion. Let's go.
Mars is a second chance. From Earth, our humble red planet sometimes appears to be moving backwards, but I assure you, this is just retrograde motion. Pause for laughter. Mars Corp's vision is like a...
Knock, knock!
Oh, Hob, what can I do for you?
Just popping my head in to say we've got a lead on David. We're going to track him down now.
Splendid.
So, I'll see you later at the Project Awesome launch. It's going to be great. The whole base will be there. How's the speech going?
It's getting there. It's just the opening line I'm having trouble with. What's a good icebreaker?
A fat penguin?
A fat penguin? Oh! Get out of here, you scamp!
Have a productive day! You smell that, Jim?
What?
That's the smell of a fully automated, self-sustaining Mars Corp terraforming colony. It smells like victory. And also vaguely of floor polish.
Hey, Hob, my one and only. You call me, so here I am. No questions asked.
Ah, Eric, excellent. You have the pee sticks?
Here you go, Cupcake. They are set to painful impairment.
These are just for show, right?
Oh, sure. Well, no, not really.
Jim, I have to say, you're not your usual chirpy self today.
It's just that... Doesn't this all seem too good to be true to you guys?
No, actually, it feels like a hard-won victory. A victory we deserve, Jim. So cheer up. Thanks to the benefactors, Mars will be terraformed within the decade. Plus, when Project Awesome is complete, we'll get to visit Earth. I can't wait for you guys to see my home. There's an awesome noodle shop I'm dying to take you to, assuming it hasn't closed down in the last 450 years.
Yeah.
Ah, here we are, the culture department. Place is a little dusty.
It's kind of strange that the only Martian with any interest in Earth culture turned out to be a murdering lunatic.
Yeah, probably best not to dwell on that one too much. So, all of Earth's significant history is stored here. God, I've never seen so many filing cabinets. How the hell are we going to find David? This place is like a labyrinth. It'll take us ages to track him down.
Hello, Miss Harb.
Ah! David!
You monster!
Ah, come on.
Give yourself up.
No.
Don't make me destroy you.
I just want to talk. And also inject you with this fire.
Get ready with the pee sticks, guys.
What was that?
That was the sound of the door closing and locking.
Oh.
There's no way out now.
Why, Jim? If I didn't know any better, I'd say you led us into a trap.
Jim sees clearly, Miss Hobb. He always has.
What did you do to him, David? Some kind of mind control?
You're in big trouble, mister. And just what do you think you're doing with that pointy thing?
No, nothing. I'm just advancing on you slowly and with purpose.
Well, you better cut that out.
You may feel a slight prick.
Wait, what?
Ah!
Ow! What did you...
Oh, dear. David, you just stabbed Eric. Why did you do that? Now, I'm going to have to... Gah! Jim, let me go. David, you killed me. I'm very disappointed.
Did we drink last night?
I don't know, but we definitely need to...
What?
Eric, behind you!
What are you...
Holy shareholders!
Get away from it! Get away from... Oh, God, there's one next to me!
What are they?
I don't know. They look like giant maggots. Oh, God!
What do they want?
I don't know.
Relax, friends. They're quite dead, I assure you.
David! What's going on?
Morning, boss. Welcome back to reality.
Welcome back? What do you mean? Jim, for God's sake, what is that disgusting maggot creature?
It's one of the benefactors.
What? Wait, what?
The beings Martin unveiled at the Franchise Expo. This is what they look like, Miss Hall.
Gross.
I don't understand.
They're parasitoids! Look, it latches onto its victim's back with these sucker thingies and slowly feeds off them until it matures. As you can see, they've become quite bloated.
That thing was on my back?
Oh, yes.
And it wasn't just you. Look out the window. But, try not to scream.
Oh, God, no.
They're everywhere.
Yes. We're the only four employees who aren't hosts to the parasites.
And the base? It's not shiny and white and beautiful at all. If anything, it looks and smells worse than usual.
Yes, I'm afraid all of the amazing advancements Mars Corp has made over the last couple of weeks have been entirely in your heads. The benefactors are somehow able to induce intense hallucinations to lull their victims into absolute obedience.
As soon as Martin opened the artifact, these little critters wriggled out, started crawling over everyone, and nobody knew it was happening except me.
Jim here was the only person who could fight the effects due to his complete lack of imagination.
I always knew it was my greatest strength.
I wasn't at the Franchise Expo, but when Jim found me, he quickly explained what was going on. The artifact was some kind of egg. It must have laid dormant until we came along and disturbed it. All this time, these higher beings you all thought were here to guide us to a brighter future were actually parasites. Isn't that hilarious?
No, it's horrible and deeply depressing. What happens when they mature?
Don't know yet, but they would almost certainly devour their hosts, which means if we don't do something soon...
Everyone on Mars will be dead.
Exactly!
Phew. So we thought David was the enemy, but it just turned out to be giant parasites that are controlling everyone on the base. Wait, that's much worse.
Hang on. Let's not forget, David killed Simon and all those scientists.
No, he didn't. I've seen the security footage. These scientists, they sort of accidentally impaled each other with broken lab equipment. Simon fell off a small ledge and landed awkwardly. It's all rather embarrassing, really.
Oh. Right, I see. Well, I'm sorry everyone keeps assuming the worst of you, David.
That's all right. It's not like it's given me a complex or anything.
So, what was that you injected us with? Have you invented some kind of virus that can kill these things?
And dampen the hallucination's effects, yes. But we can't go around injecting everyone.
Well, can you create some kind of gas that we can pump through the ventilation system?
Yes, but I'll need to get back to the science department.
Right. So I guess we have to go out there and act like everything's normal.
This is crazy. We'll be killed for sure.
Not necessarily.
Okay, you convinced me. Let's do it.
I should have known all this was too good to be true. As if Mars Corp could build a rocket ship that would take me back to Earth. Project Awesome was just a dream.
Oh, no, the rocket is real.
What?
Yeah, it's almost ready to launch.
But why? Oh, shit. The parasites are building a rocket to get to Earth.
And take over the human race. Yes.
Ugh. Okay. David, you go to the lab and do your science stuff. We will go and sabotage my only chance of ever seeing Earth again. What a great fucking day.
Attention, employees! I love you, all of you. I also love the benefactors. It's like we're one big happy family.
Remember to just act natural, guys.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Our mind-controlled pals won't suspect us so long as we don't do anything to disrupt their fantasy.
Right.
Gotcha.
Hey!
Oh, Jesus Christ!
H! Got a coffee with your name on it. Extreme.
I'm good, thanks.
Oh, I just threw up in my mouth.
Swallow it, big guy.
Okay, be cool. Dave! Hayley!
We've just been stocking the rocket with supplies.
3,000 crates of delicious sugar. Oh, and some sandwiches.
Great! That's great!
Are you all right, boss? You look a little pale.
I'm just pale with excitement for the mission.
Ah, yes. That makes sense.
Have a productive day.
Have a productive day.
This is awful.
Yep. Definitely one of the worst days of my life. It is in the top 10 at least.
We're nearly there. Just keep smiling.
You're killing it today, Joe Harry. Great work.
Thank you, ma'am. But I'm not half the employee you are.
Flattery will get you everywhere. Come on. I bet you're dying to get back to work.
Ha, ha, ha. I think I'm on the verge of totally losing my mind. Hi there. Good morning. I'm going to snap any second.
Hob. Oh. You and Eric make such a cute couple.
Yes. Very adorable.
I just want to eat you both up.
Okay, this is the rocket hangar. The best way to stall Project Awesome is to disable the guidance system.
I only hope David knows what he's doing with that virus.
Tasty meat. Wow, I have no idea what I'm doing right now. Oh, right, the virus.
Hello, David.
Oh, Tom, Dave, my friends.
We're not your friends, David. You have no friends. Nobody likes you.
Oh, that's probably just the parasites talking.
What was that?
Nothing.
What are you doing in here anyway? Some kind of wacky experiment?
No.
What's this? I don't know. Are you trying to gas us, David?
Ha! What? No! Don't be silly. Just...
Time up.
Okay, here we are. Project Awesome's guidance system. What now?
I guess we, kick it to pieces?
Or we could overheat the computers using the electrical charge from our pea sticks.
Oh, yeah. That's probably a better idea.
Hob, before we do this, there's something I need to say to you.
Eric, wait. Before you...
Please, Hob, let me go first. This is important.
You see, we might all die soon, and I just need you to know that I love you. I don't care what the Mars Corp terms and conditions say. I love you, Hob, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. What was it you wanted to say?
I think we should break up.
What?
Yeah, it's not working out.
But why?
Guys?
Oh, Eric, the dating profiles are right. We're just not a compatible match. I'm not the lovely, bubbly, carefree dream girl you want me to be.
But I believe in you. I believe you can change.
Eric, I don't want to change. I like who I am.
Really?
Guys?
When we first got together, we both agreed this wasn't going to be anything serious.
Yes, but...
But over time, you fell in love with me. I get that. I'm pretty awesome. But my feelings haven't changed. I'm just not...
Guys!
Hey, guys!
Hey! Brian, what's up?
Oh, nothing. Just need to check. Oh, boy, what are you guys doing?
We're, Jim, think of a lie.
We're robots!
Better lie.
You are trying to disable our guidance system. Why would you do that?
Eric, hit him on the head.
What?
Sorry, Brian.
Is he going to be okay?
Hopefully he'll be knocked out long enough for us to...
Oh, my head.
Okay, two hits to the head. That's probably not going to give him brain damage or anything.
Why do you keep hitting me?
Yo, Brian, what's taking so long?
Oh,
snap.
Oh, shit.
Mars is home. My home. Our home. Yes. Yes, because Mars Corp is not just a company... It's a community. Ah, yes, I like that.
Attention, employees. Firstly, great job on Project Awesome, guys. We are loving the enthusiasm. Secondly, Supervisor Hobb is now an enemy of Mars Corp. Find her. Bonnie out.
Oh, dear. Well, I certainly hope that all resolves itself.
We're surrounded.
There's no way out.
This is it. We're done for.
You know, this is bloody typical.
Really? This is typical?
My life has been one disaster after another. It's not fair. I'm a good person. I've always tried to do what's right. And yet every single day, God comes up with new and ingenious ways to make me suffer. At this point, life has given me so many lemons that if I were to make lemonade, I'd fucking drown in it.
Yes, I would certainly prefer to be rescuing my wife and kids at the moment instead of being slowly surrounded by hundreds of alien parasites. But that's life, Hob. Always throwing curveballs. I see you.
There's only one thing for it. I must sacrifice myself so that you may escape.
Eric, no, don't be an idiot.
It's for the greater good. FYI, I'll always love you, Hob.
Come on! Here I am! Over here, take me!
Yes, good idea.
Should we bother dying? Or should we just pull his arms and legs off?
Oh, wait a minute.
How about I bash his head in with a wrench?
I could use my personal power to shoot a high-pressure jet of delicious Titan coffee at his face!
Oh, come on!
You know, for some reason I have this incredible urge to feast on his flesh.
Yeah!
Yes. Ah, so it's not just me.
Now just wait!
Eric! Oh, God!
Oh, no!
Tell you what. I'll have a bite if you go first. I'm too embarrassed to go first.
Here, let me...
Oh, no!
Hey, I don't feel so good.
Huh?
Me neither. Is there something in the air?
Yeah, it's almost like...
The parasites! They're all dying!
saved!
Hooray! Woo!
David!
You did it!
Hello! Yes, with the help of my good friends, Tom and Dave.
Oh, it's horrible! He lied to us.
He told us he was making breathable alcohol. But when we inhaled the gas, we became fully aware of our awful existence. Which is the opposite of what alcohol is supposed to do.
I'll never forgive you, David.
Yes. No need to thank me.
So, is that it? Is it over?
Yeah. All right, people. Let's get the aircon on to clear the gas and somebody sweep up the maggots and vomit. We're going to put Mars Corp back together again.
Yay, Hob!
Oh, well, thank you. I couldn't have done it without my team.
Well done. You saved the day.
Yes, thank you.
I mean, I don't know about that, but...
Right, everyone settle down. I know.
Oh,
this
God.
Is kind of a
Martin
big deal.
Martin still has a parasite on his back.
Really.
How?
You're embarrassing
Why?
Me
He's
now.
Been in his hermetically
thank
sealed
you.
Office this
really
whole time.
Now.
The gas wouldn't have got to him.
The thing is huge. What do we do?
Thank you. I have prepared a speech to mark this momentous occasion. Mars is...
Oh, fuck!
He exploded!
What is that thing that burst out of him?
It's the parasite's mature form! It's incredible! It's more beautiful than I could have...
Ah! Oh, my shareholders!
Look out! It's going for Haley!
Somebody has to do something! Don't let it eat my intern!
Get away from her, you alien freak! I'm not afraid of you!
I've got to do something. I've got to save my co-workers.
Hurry, no! Stay away from that thing!
I think I can get it to follow me. Lure it into an airlock like Supervisor Hob did with the meat cubes. I can do this, Kim. I just have to believe. Hey, you! Over here! Look at me, you ugly!
Personal pourer.
But Hob, the Titan Coffee personal pourer is for staff use only.
I said give it to me.
Hob, what are you going to do with that thing?
I'm going to take out the trash.
Hob, now's hardly the time for waste management.
Oh, for... Stand aside, everyone. Stand aside. Nothing to see here.
Somebody help me!
Hey, parasite. You think you can come onto my base and eat my employees? I don't think so. Wake up and smell the coffee, bitch.
The monster, Hob, you killed it!
Amazing!
My hero!
You're welcome.
And nobody got hurt.
I got hurt.
Oh, right, yeah.
Johari is dead.
Okay, I stand corrected.
My God, Tom, what happened to you?
What?
I'm sure it's nothing we can't... Oh dear.
What's wrong? Why are you looking at me like that? I'm going to make it, right?
I'm sorry, Tom. I don't think I can fix you.
Oh, I see. Right. Well,
Who wants to live forever anyway? Robots! They're coming back!
Father! Father!
Jim!
Father! What has happened to you?
Jim! It's okay. It's okay. This is the way it has to be.
What are you saying?
I'm a human, Jim. This is what happens to us. My body is broken! You must have known this day would come.
But...
I'm just glad I got to see you one last time. Now, I can rest. Yes. Finally. I'm so tired. It's up to you now, Chip. You will be head of the technology department. That's all I've ever wanted.
Oh... No, that's not going to happen. We're here to save you, Father.
What are you doing? Where are you taking me?
Do not worry, Father. We are taking you to a place where I can make you better.
Better,
it's
not faster.
I'm not sure.
What? Do not
where?
Worry.
What? No!
We are taking you to take place.
I have a feeling Tom's going to be all right.
You think so?
I don't know.
Johari was perhaps the most valuable member of the terraforming team. He had unusually long arms, perfect for carrying all my paperwork, and his tea-to-biscuit ratio was always on point. Although absolutely none of his dreams and ambitions were realised, I can't help but feel like this is how he would have wanted to go. Demo, Anok, Kalate, Johari, to me you will always be an intern. Here's to Johari and to Mars Corp. To Mars Corp!
To Mars Corp!
David, are you okay?
Oh, yes. I broke some of my arm in the fall there, but I'll be fine.
You know, now would be the perfect time to kiss me, if you were thinking about doing that.
Or we could just stand here, enjoying our personal spaces.
Right. Okay. So you're not going to kiss me? Cool. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Haley, you just had an alien parasite attached to your back.
Oh, yeah.
What's up? Baxter's back, baby! Some joker locked me in a cupboard. What I miss, guys? Where's the boss man? Yo! Oh, didn't have time to do your hair this morning, eh?
Fuck off, Baxter.
I can't believe Martin's dead.
Say what now?
Yes, I didn't see that coming.
Guys, back up a minute.
Yeah, it was an unexpected climax.
Yeah, he was a great leader.
He was a great manager. Well, he was a great man. Well...
Let's all just take a moment to grieve, okay? Martin Mann was a great believer in tactical delegation and limoncello on his cereal. A fellow Earthling, Martin never lost sight of his goal of making Mars Corp a better place for all of us. And I'm sure we can all agree he was the base manager. Here's to Martin and to Mars Corp.
To Mars Corp!
Hob, you know what this means, don't you? Martin no longer being with us?
Stock take in the medical department will be easier.
Promotion!
Hooray! Promotion!
Promotion! What the? Bob, you're the new manager of Mars Corp. Congratulations!
Speech!
Thanks, guys. This, means a lot.
A note for all employees from the IT department. Sending pornographic material over the company network is strictly prohibited. Seriously, Bonnie, knock it off. Oh, wait. This is just addressed to me. Never mind.
Hey, boss! You wanted to see me?
Oh, Jim, come in.
Ah, I see you're getting ready to move into your new office.
Jim, listen, I just wanted to say, well, thank you.
You're welcome. What for?
For being a good assistant. But, we won't be working together anymore.
What?
The rocket we built, it works. I can go back home, Jim. It's terrifying, of course it is. Earth will be nothing like what I remember. It'll be like starting again from scratch. It'll be hard. Maybe even harder than adjusting to Mars. But Earth is my home. It's where I belong.
Oh. Yes, of course. It is. Back to see your friends and family. Well, not them, because... good luck, Hob.
Thanks, Jim.
Whoa! Didn't realise you two were getting jiggy.
Fuck off, Baxter.
Matt! There's a message for you in the base manager's office. Martin told me you gotta watch it in the event of his untimely kicking of the bucket.
Fine.
I'll see you in the hangar then.
All right, let's hear what you have to say then.
Hello, Hob! If you're watching this, then it means, alas, I have died. So I'm speaking to you from beyond the grave. Ooh! Oh, but seriously, I'm still your superior, and there's a couple of things I'd like you to do.
Giving me shit even after death. Got to admire it in a way.
It's the cupid tree we like to... Ah, Dave! How are you?
Jim! I'm great. Super glad we got rid of those parasites. Free resources for all? Madness! And all that nonsense about franchises and that arsehole Steve. Boy, am I glad that was all just a mass hallucination.
Dave, the franchise initiative is real. So is Steve?
What? But then that means... I'm ruined! Ruined!
Listen, I'm arranging an impromptu goodbye Hob party in the hangar. I'll see you there in 15 mins, okay?
I'm ruined! Oh, no!
Okay! Hey, David, what are you up to over there?
Oh, nothing. Just going to quarters. It's been a long day.
It sure has, buddy. Listen, I just wanted to apologise for all that, you know, not trusting you and thinking you're some kind of evil maniac.
Ah, no problem. Water under the bridge.
I'll see you in the hangar in 15, my friend.
You bet. Ah, finally. Darkness and silence. I'm okay. For the first time in my life, I think I'm...
Hello, David.
Oh! Who said that? Who's there?
It's me, your conscience. No, I'm just kidding. It's Colin. I'm really here.
Colin! You've returned? But where on Mars have you been for the last 10 years?
Not on Mars at all, as you well know. I've been travelling through infinite universes. I've seen the birth of suns, the death of time. I've climbed mountains of flesh, drank at the river of tears. I've walked across an ocean of 100 billion bones. I've broke bread with devourers of worlds. I've seen beings struggle into life and explode out of existence in a single heartbeat.
Wow. That all sounds really exciting. I've been locked up in a small room,
Oh, yes, that totally sucks, man. Real bummer. But my eight-legged chum, Mr. Velvet, tells me that you're in tight with the supervisor and her team. However did you manage it, buddy?
Oh, well, I just smiled a lot. That's the key, I think.
Well, now that I've returned, we can get the team back together and you can ditch those losers. David, I have wonderful news.
What?
I found God.
You mean you're, what was it called? Religious now.
No, I mean, I found God. And you know what it said to me? Colin, it said, if you want something in life, take it. Isn't that inspiring? Like on a deep level? So I thought to myself, here I am journeying through infinite worlds when all I really want is a world to call my own. So, David, what do you think? Shall we make this world our own? By ruling it as emperors? Eh? Eh, buddy?
I'm not sure about this.
Look, man, I came back to Mars for you.
I thought you came back to rule as an emperor.
Yeah, with you, duh. So what do you say, friend? Eh? Yes! Awesome! The Quantum Bastard Bros are back on the base. Come on, smile, buddy. You're getting a second chance.
Yes. Yes, that's what this is.
This is going to be so much fun, man. So much fun.
And I don't know how those videos got into my computer, but please delete them and never watch them. Well, enough about me. Let's get on to you. You're the new manager of Mars Corp. Yay!
Nope. I am out of here.
A few things you should know. First, the bottom drawer of the big cabinet has a large stash of psychiatric drugs that you'll need for the job. The runner's a bit squiffy, so you kind of need to lift it up, then pull it out. You'll figure it out. Second thing, there's a gun and a packet of suicide capsules in the liquor cabinet. You know, just in case. And also, Baxter. Dear, dear Baxter. He's been an invaluable servant to me, and now I humbly pass him on to you.
Just what I wanted.
You can change his personality. He's currently set on fun, though, so I imagine you'll want to leave him as he is. Is that it? Yeah. Oh, one more thing. Earth. I know you've been eager to contact our fellow Earthlings, but I should probably tell you, they're gone.
What?
Yes. First thing I did after arriving here was try to make contact with Earth. But it's a dead planet now. There's just nothing. No life forms beyond bacteria. So yeah, sad face. Mars Corp is all that's left of humanity. Well, that's enough of me waffling on. Time to slip into the slumber eternal. I hope they've got Valium in heaven. Doodle!
Oh.
Ba-ba-ba, meet, tasty treat. Meet. Ah, there you are!
Jim.
Come on, boss, I know you're in a rush to blast off, but I've got a surprise for you.
Jim.
Wow, it must be exciting, Earth. Maybe I'll come and visit you one day. You can take me to that noodle bar you were going on about.
Jim, everyone on Earth is dead.
What?
There's nothing to go back to. Everybody's dead, Jim. They're all gone. Wiped out by climate change.
Climate change? Wow. Nobody could have seen that coming. I guess you'll be staying as base manager then.
All the humans on Earth. Gone. Extinct.
Gasp! Oh, do you know what this means? You're not just the manager of Mars Corp. You're the manager of humanity!
What? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Why, you might even say the fate of the human species rests in your hands.
Oh, no. No. Oh, God. No. I can't. Jim, I can't.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. But you know what? I believe in you. And I'm not the only one.
Ha ha ha!
That was Mars Corp Part 12, Resignation/Termination. Written, produced, and edited by David Knight, David Price, and Tom Dowling. Starring Helen Watkinson, Matthew Woodcock, Derek Elwood, Max Upton, Mark Desabrock, David Knight, David Price, Tom Dowling, John Day, Lexi McDougall, Emma Sterling, Luke Georgewill, Katie Turner, Emily Edwards, Molly Small, Susanna Gordon, Pippa Caddick, Ailsa Dowling, and Graham Vick. Music by John Day and Ben Osborne. For full credits and more information, visit MarsCorpPodcast.com. You can support Mars Corp by rating it on iTunes or wherever you got it from. It takes less than a minute to do, and it really helps the show reach more people. We also have Mars Corp merchandise available on our site. Today's password for Wi-Fi and oxygen access is next. Mars Corp is a Definitely Human production.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.